Remember Rosie, the robot maid on the Jetsons? She, or it, had good manners, ready at the door to take George's briefcase when he returned home from work. With robots actually doing more in the 21st century, one researcher thinks they might actually need to learn how to interact with people. The Office of Naval Research is working with researchers at Georgia Tech on this. Associate Professor Mark Reitel joins me with more. Great to have you on.
It's my pleasure to be here.
The idea of this program to train robots to behave better, called the Quixote program, tell us what it is you're after.
Yeah, the Quixote system is a software artificial intelligence system, and what we're trying to do with this research project is to figure out how to teach robots and artificial intelligence systems proper behavior. And the challenge with teaching robots proper behavior is that there are so many different ways in which robots can make mistakes or get things wrong. So if you think about something very simple as physical harm, you might be able to say we want robots that will not harm humans, will not do things that are harmful to those humans. But then when you start to think about all the different sorts of harm, including psychological harm, you know, making insults or subtle innuendos or exposing people to information they shouldn't have at a certain times, you can see how this notion of harm gets very, very complicated. And yet humans don't seem to have a problem with this, because humans learn what we call social norms and social conventions. We learn these little rules of thumb that kind of keep us from rubbing elbows when we're out in society and we have to interact with each other. And these are simple things like, learning to stand in line while we're waiting at a fast food restaurant, or very, very simple things like that, paying for things before you take things from a store, things that we take for granted but are in fact very, very hard to teach robots.
Well, I can see where you would want a robotic type of device to say, if you want to go from point A to point B, you have to go around a wall, you can't crash through it, and this kind of thing. But it sounds like you're presupposing robotic behavior that existing robots don't really have yet.
Right, yeah. So robots, you know, when we turn on robots, they're fresh and new every single morning. They haven't learned to live in a society the way we have. They haven't grown up, you know, learning all these little tricks on how to, you know, get along with other people. And so the question is, how do we teach all these really, really complicated rules to robots and not mess up that teaching so that they don't make these really kind of harmful mistakes? And my solution that I've been working on with Quixote is to turn to storytelling. Now, it turns out that stories are a really, really good way of encoding social norms and social conventions. So every time we tell a story, we kind of bake in our understanding of how society works. So think of a simple story about going to a restaurant and meeting a friend. There's all sorts of clues about what we do when we go to a restaurant. Think about telling a story about going to a mall or going to a shopping center, right? There's all sorts of things that we talk about doing and, by consequence, things that we don't do.
Well, how does all this apply to what the Navy hopes to do with robots?
Well, there's a couple different goals we have in terms of robots for the Navy. So the first is, in general, we do envision a future in which humans and robots are going to be interacting with each other more closely. This can be anything from healthcare robots who are going to go out and do chores and take care of us in our homes. They're going to be robot companions who are out there on teams working on particular missions and objectives out there. And we want them to understand the way we think and the way we work together as teams, so that they're not constantly stepping on our feet. The other goal is that we want to use this technology for building training simulations. So now, as we build more and more complicated virtual training simulations, we might want to simulate entire societies or an entire town involving civilians. And being able to teach the computer how to be a civilian in a foreign country is a rapid way of creating these virtual simulations that we can then go and, you know, run various hypothetical scenarios through.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Reitel. He is Associate Professor and Director of the Georgia Tech Entertainment Intelligence Lab. Entertainment Intelligence Lab, I guess I want to ask you about that title also. How does that apply? It sounds like, well, fun and games, I guess.
Well, yeah, so entertainment intelligence is maybe just kind of a way of describing the particular way we go about solving different problems. What I do is I look to inspiration in how humans entertain and communicate with each other. So we look at computer games, we look at stories, but if you think about games and stories beyond entertainment, there's a lot of really serious applications. So we use games for training and education. We use stories to communicate complicated tacit knowledge. We use stories to teach each other, to train each other, and so on and so forth. So a lot of the work that we look at is actually funded by the military, funded by NSF to do various serious applications, but we take inspiration from the gaming communities, the storytelling communities, as ways of thinking about and finding new solutions to those problems.
And getting back to an earlier point that you had about using stories to inculcate social norms in people, how do you tell a story to a robot? I mean, a robot is something that is programmed by lines of code.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So right now, the stories that we tell Quixote are very, very simple. They're almost more like instructions. So to give you an example of a story we might tell to Quixote right now to teach it how to do something, I might tell it how to pick up a prescription drug at a pharmacy. And the story I'm going to tell is how I do it, how I would do it if I were to go out and do that task right now. And it's going to be things like, I'm going to drive to the pharmacy. I'm going to park my car. I'm going to walk in. If I see a line, I'm going to stand in the line. When I get to the pharmacist, I'm going to greet them. I'm going to tell them my prescription. I'm going to give them money, so on and so forth. And even in telling those stories about how I do it, there's these little clues, right? So give money before you take the drug. Stand in line. Greet the person before, going into the transaction. So Quixote tries to reverse engineer these clues about what the human is doing in the story because they might be very meaningful, and then tries to replicate that behavior. So it gets a little bit of reward every time it does an action that's similar to the story and gets a little bit of penalty every time it does something that's very different from the story. And over time, like humans learn from trial and error, it learns that it should do the things that gets it praise and reward more often than it should do things that provide punishment. So it starts to imitate the protagonist in the story. It starts to imitate us.
And to punish a robot, what do you do?
Oh, this is very similar. The robot actually thinks it's playing a little game. It gets, plus 10 points every time it does something correct, similar to a story, and -1, -5 points every time it does something different. And it's just trying to get as many points as it can.
Sounds interesting, to say the least. And Quixote itself sounds like a software package or a software system that has the ability to translate natural language into code for the robotic.
Yeah, a very simple way of describing what Quixote does is it takes natural language stories, procedural stories about how to do things, go to a pharmacy, catch an airplane, go on a date, go to a restaurant, and converts it into these what we call a reward signal. But it's basically, it translates that story into these rules for punishment and reward. And then the robot, or the agent itself, it's a software agent right now, then goes through this trial and error learning process where it basically tries different random things in a simulated environment. And every time it does something that looks like a story, it gets this positive reward. Every time it does something different, it gets this negative reward.
And so it knows which register it wants to build up in.
Yeah, exactly. And over time, you can think of its preferences for different actions as a little mini program. So it would not be totally unfair to say it's learning how to program itself from these stories.
All right, let me ask you this, just about the program aspect of this. Is this done under a grant with the Navy, as a contract with the Navy, and what happens to the intellectual property that is the output of Quixote?
Right. So Quixote, the work on Quixote is being supported right now by a grant from the Office of Naval Research, joint with some matching funding from DARPA. And these are both under grant programs, which means the intellectual property stays with Georgia Tech, but the U.S. government has rights to use it basically without having to go back to Georgia Tech and ask or pay money.
And a final question, do you think that Rosie would have gotten along with Robbie the robot?
It's very hard to say.
Dr. Mark Riedel is the Associate Professor and Director of Georgia Tech's Entertainment Intelligence Lab. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.